Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
Wow, life isn't fair. I'm writing this just after hearing the verdict on the Gian case. This life truth was one of the hardest things I had to tell my kids years ago. It still saddens me. But my follow-up to my teachable moment was just because life is hard, you have to be tough to not let that stop you from taking the next step forward. I've always been the weird role model for my kids for the life choices I've made. But life is weird, and my role models for innovation and making real change that matter more than money were all seen as weird too. I'm still committed to making a difference on making goods on a finite planet with good stewardship of the earth and with worker respect plus profit. So this might be the weirdest Easter message on making good goods. And that's what I heard from Cardinal Peter Turkson, who is the Vatican's President of Justice and Peace, in a speech to the Rotman School of Business on Monday. I'm not Catholic, but I attended because I sit on a committee for no sweatshop uniforms for Ontario Catholic students. And I'm super glad I got up for the visiting Cardinal's early morning message in Toronto. The Vatican states that they're experts in humanity and provide counsel for anxieties and fears of the world. So I listened intently to what the Cardinal had to say to the business elite on the vocation of a business leader. And while the Church is often viewed as anti-business, he not only acknowledged the right of business to seek profit, but how business and market economies can work for the common good without leading a divided life. And since I believe this too, I jumped on the opportunity to add context to this dialogue by stating the obvious. We all wear clothes. And in connecting it to the fact that the apparel industry is the second largest polluter on the planet after oil and gas. Before suggesting strategy to this eminent man of humanity to take on worker dignity and meaningful environmental impacts via apparel making, starting with mandated school uniforms globally at the local meetings of the Archdiocese. So my query may have forced him to share some of his content reserved for his evening keynote address, which was the reason he was in town. But I had to literally rise to the occasion, out of my chair, to stand up and be heard, even if my message was delivered in somewhat of a shaky voice to an audience who was not my natural supporters, but nonetheless applauded my contributions towards the greater good. And if you saw the podcast visual, you'll see that I brought my whole self into that room. From working big fashion events, I know it's important to be visible so your team can locate you. And I greatly appreciated those people who sought me out after the Cardinal's lecture ended, to personally deliver their thanks for my input. The event called for business casual, so I may have pushed the boundaries in my thrifted orange cashmere cardigan, but it may have been the Gooder Goods t-shirt peeking out from under my cardi that was the most fashionably aggressive. I purposely dressed in local designer attire. The skirt, if you can't see it, was Comrags, purchased off a movie set, and the t-shirt was from Cry Wolf. It used to be a lonely t-shirt until I overprinted it for the Center for Social Innovation's 10th anniversary bash last year. And it was the orange flash in their logo that I stylistically connected back to my cardigan to give the right attire note for that day's clothing armor to face the world by conscious choice. but I completely missed the irony of the horde of rabid bunnies on my chest for the week leading up to the most holy day on the Catholic calendar. So if you want to have courage to face any situation, think about what you choose to wear. I learned this valuable lesson when I sat on the board of Windfall, that clothing matters and gives one courage, whether you have the added confidence wearing a new outfit going after a job, or Kelly Ray Okamura, the crow confronting a cardinal at a morning business school address. If you missed all of Cardinal Turkson's Toronto addresses, the core messages came from the Vatican's finding and published in a 2012 slim book of the same name, The Vocation of a Business Leader. You can download it for free, and it includes a useful checklist in the appendix, but the three main tenets for business to make good goods or services are seeing, judging, and acting. And at this point, there is so much evidence of cheap fast fashion that it's in landfill or sitting in heaps on shipping docks globally that judgment is arising from the bottom up, which should be a warning to business to address this big change for capitalism if economies want to continue to make profit. So with Vatican affirmation and applause from the business crowd, I'm really glad I've stuck to my decade-long vocational work to now be able to offer business and market economies a viable process that offers not only profit, but also worker dignity and respect for the planet. And I have to keep on sharing these positive messages in one-on-one dialogue, at public events, or having the courage to podcast my message on the web, not for profit or to be popular, but to share new stories of flourishing fashion. My fashion degree is in visual communications, so I see the irony of doing audio podcasts, but I also know that visually, I'm making an impact every time I make the effort and consciously dress for the occasion and step up to whatever opportunities I encounter on my vocational path. I took that action message from Jim Harris, who was a keynote speaker at Schulich's Net Impact Sustainability Conference, that I need to tell better stories that resonate if I want to create meaningful change in how we all make purchasing decisions that affect the greater good. And if you need to see more evidence, check out Arete van Heerden's New York talk at the Fashion Institute of Technology on why clothing matters and why we all need to make better judgments on purchasing clothing so that we can take actions informed by values we all know since we've been small, so that on a personal level, we don't keep leading a divided life. You can find the link to FIT's Fair Labor and the Living Wage with Arete van Heerden on my Gooder Goods Facebook page. Be gooder. Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/goodergoods. Choose to be gooder.